The Way to Endure to the Finish Line, written by Mark Altraghi, read by Stephen McGarvey. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. A couple of years ago, I did the only athletic accomplishment in my life. I use the word athletic loosely. My son Stephen challenged me to run a half marathon, so I began training a couple of months in advance. My only goal was to finish the race. I fully expected to come in last. Actually, I came in third from last, followed by a guy with a walker and a mom pushing a baby in a stroller. Just kidding. But the training and the race required endurance, and the last couple of miles of the race were brutal for me. I got to the place where I would jog 10 steps, then walk 10 steps, then repeat, gasping for air. The course passed through some woods, and finally I came to a clearing where I could see the finish line in the distance. So I walked for a few minutes, then burst out of the woods and sprinted over the finish line. Stephen and a few others from the church who'd waited for me began to cheer as I pumped my fists in the air like Rocky. Since then, I'm happy to report, I have jogged, I think, a total of 2 times. The author of Hebrews compares our Christian life to a race that requires endurance. He uses the metaphor of a race, not a journey. A journey may be leisurely. We can take breaks, pull over to a rest stop, get a hotel room. But a race is an all-out effort from start to finish. But how do we do this? By looking to Jesus and imitating his example. How did Jesus endure the horrific pain of the cross? By focusing on the joy set before him, the joy he'd experienced when he rose from the dead and ascended to the right hand of the throne of God. The joy he'd experienced when the Father received him and gave him the name above every name. The joy he'll have when he celebrates the marriage supper of the Lamb with the multitudes of those he redeemed from every tribe and tongue. Jesus didn't focus on his pain or the injustice he experienced. He didn't feel sorry for himself. We often tend to focus on our suffering. I'm not saying that we should ignore our pain or put on a fake smile and say it doesn't hurt. But sometimes we focus too much on our pain. Why is this happening to me? Why do I have to go through this? We need to keep resetting our gaze on the joy set before us. My dad used to tell long, circuitous stories. You would mention something, and it would trigger a memory for him. For example, once I said something about a candy bar. He launched into a story about traveling across the country and meeting this guy who had a truck, and on and on and on. And I'd wonder, Dad, where are you going with this? Until he finally came to a place where the guy discovered a whole truckload of Kit Kat bars. I got distracted by the details, but Dad kept his eye on the goal. So keep setting your heart on the joy of seeing Jesus face to face and gazing on his splendor. The joy of Jesus wiping every tear from your eyes, the joy of Jesus rewarding you for every single act of obedience, every secret good deed you did, every glass of water you gave to a thirsty one, every dollar you ever gave to the poor, every hour you served in children's ministry. Keep your eyes on the joy of hearing God say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Keep your eyes on the joy of fellowshipping with Jesus at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Remember the joy of having an imperishable body that will never get sick or suffer any pain. Keep your eyes on the joy of ruling and reigning with Jesus, and the joy you'll know when you're reunited to the loved ones who believed in Jesus.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Everyone wants to change the world. Capital Ministries is doing just that, one heart at a time, by creating disciples of Jesus Christ among political leaders in the U.S. and foreign nations. For more than 25 years, founder Ralph Drollinger has written Bible studies specifically for public servants. Study along with us and learn what the Bible says about capitalism, communism, abortion, same-sex marriage, and other contemporary issues. Subscribe and follow us at lifeaudio.com or search Capital Ministries on your favorite podcast platform.